Well, Chief Lasada, thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you for being here, Aaron. I love talking to you.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time in Knoxville these past few weeks. We started with RAGBRAI last week, and I just want to get your overall thoughts on how the event went leading up to it, coming out of it in terms of Knoxville residents and the organization of the traffic for bicycles in general.
Well, let's start out by saying it was a long process getting it to come here and planning for it. Lieutenant Aaron Fuller of this department was in charge of the law enforcement aspect of it. I think he did a very good job. We had very few complaints about law enforcement throughout the event. Traffic flows seemed to work well. You know, we had no major complaints. I'm very proud of the job he did. For the event, the police department hired 24 officers from 10 outside agencies to help us out. They put in about 241 and a half hours of work for us. We're very grateful for them. They are paid for their services, and that'll be an expense that'll come out of the RAGBRAI budget.
So overall, though, like you said, no major incidents, nothing really major at all happened. It seemed like it went pretty smoothly overall.
It went very well. During the event, we had one accident that was associated with RAGBRAI, someone pulling a trailer backed into a parked car. And we only had two arrests. One was for possession of marijuana. They were smoking it out in public. And the other one was for someone that was intoxicated in public. He had actually passed out and fallen down in the streets, and the officer found him lying in the street, so he ended up going to jail. But just two arrests for the number of people we had in town is fantastic. It seemed like most of our guests had a good time and behaved themselves.
All right, and now we move on to the busy time of the year that we're all used to. It's Nationals Week, and it's starting up here this weekend and leading into next week, of course. We talk about a variety of things every year, but when you prepare for Nationals, what is your main concern as a police department?
Our main concern is to keep everyone safe. We look at what's happened over the past years, where our major issues were, and how we can target those issues. Fortunately, the last couple of years, we haven't had any major issues to look at. But things always come up. We always have issues with golf carts. We always have issues with people parking in inappropriate places and things of that nature. So we'll be looking at those things again this year.
And golf carts, again, can you remind us of those rules? Because this is the time of year, some people that don't normally pull out their golf carts will do so.
Right. In the city of Knoxville, we require that you have insurance on your golf cart. The state requires you to have a slow-moving vehicle sign and a bicycle safety flag that's at least 5 feet off the ground on your golf cart. You have to be a licensed driver, and you can only use it during daylight hours on non-state highways. So Highway 14 or Lincoln is totally off limits. You cannot be on that street. You can drive across it, but you cannot go north and south on Lincoln.
And that goes for Pleasant Street too, it's Business Loop 92, or does that not count?
We do an exception for Business Loop 92. We understand that that's, while it is a state highway, we allow you to drive on that as long as you're being reasonable. The other thing to remember too is reasonable is a big important thing here.
If I recall right, last year there was actually a golf cart path leading from the campgrounds around. Is that going to be in place this year?
That path is always there. We're seeing if we can find some more signs to get that marked again this year. We're not sure if we'll be able to come together with that. With RAGBRAI, we got distracted and forgot to order the signs.
Oh, okay. Well, in terms of other Nationals things, obviously there's a lot of people in downtown, and it's for a several-day period. Are there extra officers on patrol? I imagine the reserve officers maybe get some more work and that sort of thing?
Exactly right. During Nationals, no one's allowed to take vacation. Mm-hmm. For those 10 days of Nationals, all my officers have to be on duty. So we have full shifts every day. In addition, I have one officer that's just about to graduate from the academy. He graduates on Friday, so he'll get out just in time to work his first Nationals, and that'll be fun.
With Nationals, there's a concern about a lot of people are out afterward at the campgrounds consuming alcohol or elsewhere consuming alcohol at the establishments. You don't want to be drinking while driving, and making sure even you get home safely if you walk or something is a pretty important thing.
Right. As a general rule, if you're drinking and driving, you're going to go to jail. If we find you drinking and driving, we cut no slack there. We're going to take you to jail. If you're walking home after drinking, if you're not making a spectacle of yourself, you're not doing something dangerous, we're probably going to let you get home and let you do that, especially if you have buddies that are watching out for you. But if you decide to walk down the middle of the street yelling and screaming at cars or throwing things at cars as they go by because you're intoxicated, you're probably going to end up in jail. We understand you're here to have a good time. We want you to have a good time. We're going to give you every chance to have a good time. But when you start being stupid, you're going to have to pay the price.
You mentioned the last couple of years there hasn't been too many noteworthy incidents. Is there anything that the department has done differently, or do you think just the general behavior of both in-town guests and the Knoxville residents are better during Nationals?
I'd like to say that over the past few years, the attitude toward the nationals and the attitude of the people that have come here, either locals or the out-of-town guests, has improved. And they're seeing this more as a family event, and it's become more of that nature. And it's been very good for both the races and for the city, and we're very pleased about that. Along the idea of, too, of our out-of-town guests and locals, every year I keep track of contacts between both in-town people and out-of-town people and see who gets the most tickets, who gets the most arrests, and it ends up being pretty close to 50-50. In some years, it tends to weigh a little bit more heavily on the locals, but we'll be looking at that again this year and seeing how things go.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today, Chief Lozada?
Just asking everyone to be safe and enjoy themselves for this great event. Come out and participate and find something of interest.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.